Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Lady in red is dancing with me.
And welcome back to our show. We're going to be talking with Robert Green from Fraser Foods. Mr. Green is with us to talk about the haunted house that they're again sponsoring for the Carolyn Priceman Project. And Robert, this is the third year that you guys have been involved with the Carolyn Priceman Halloween haunted house for the visually impaired. Thanks for joining our program, and thanks for your contributions, too.
Phil, it's very important work. Fraser Foods and all of our associated stores are very happy to be a part of the Carolyn Priceman Haunted House for the Visually Impaired. It will be open the week of the 24th, all Halloween week, and the proceeds, of course, go to the Carolyn Priceman Research Fund for glaucoma and other sight-related diseases.
And your company is donating around $50,000 to help help along with the Ministries Lodge and a lot of their work, right?
Yes, $50,000, not only from our organization, but from our associated suppliers. And it's a haunted house experience, Phil, for kids of all ages who are visually impaired, who have lost their sight, kids and adults.
Now, it's interesting, and it's a beautiful project. What do you put into a haunted house to scare someone who is blind?
Well, you know, last year and again this year, as you might imagine, it's more tactile. It has sound, smells, it's feeling. Using the other senses, there's a lot of chains rattling and the sounds of ghosts and witches. And we've sort of a burning electric smell, the smell of smoke, the sensation of something like ectoplasm, things that are slimy. If you've ever been on that Disney ride, the alien ride at Disney World, where they... At a certain point, you can feel the breath on your neck. And
now, these people are visually impaired going through a haunted house. Are they being led?
We do, Phil, have project workers leading groups of seven or eight so that they're directed through the maze of the haunted house. And when we took over the haunted house project, I think you should understand, was in jeopardy of closing down for obvious reasons. It was not really making any money for the research center because... The patron is limited, obviously, to those who are visually impaired, and that's why this year our group leaders and our group guides, we're going to do something a little bit different. They're going to accompany our visually impaired patrons only halfway, and then the second half of the haunted house needs to be negotiated by that individual. In other words,
by the individual who's blind.
That is correct.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you. It begins what we call the realm of terror, and where you have an individual who is blind, and they no longer have someone there leading them through. And so we've got some interesting little features in store. We've got a hallway that leads down to a door it's got a foam rubber door, but it's constantly opening. So you're walking into an opening door, and we have somebody with the sound of a chainsaw who chases them down a hallway that's a dead end. And so what we do is we manipulate the maze. In the realm of terror. That's where really part of the tour starts. On the other side of the tent, Bill Fredrickson had this idea. Bill has worked at our home office for the last 5 years. On the other side of the tent, where the haunted house is being conducted for the visually impaired, on the other side, that's when we start seating people who are not visually impaired, and we sell these seats, and that way the grandstand... we can start to make money for the Carolyn Price. It's all for the research center, Phil. It's
all right. Now, when you're saying you're selling grandstand seats, is that in the same haunted house that the blind people are in?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
What are they doing?
Well, what those people are doing, we allow them to watch as these visually impaired people are trying to get through the realm of terror. It's a fully lit attraction because the individual is blind, the attraction can be lit. And the people who pay to come in and sit in the grandstands, you can see what's going on, and we've got things that happen to the blind people. There's potholes and staircases. Nothing that's going to hurt them, but there are a few places.
So you have people sitting in grandstands who can see?
These are people that can see, yes.
And they're watching the blind people who also paid to get in?
That is correct.
All right, so what... So they're watching them doing what?
Well, it's fun. There's a few places where they try and open a door, And as they open the door, we play the tape of a woman screaming, or there's one place that's a lot of fun. We call it the trestle. And it's a hallway where you hear voices saying, this way to the exit, this way to the exit. And when you get down the hall, there's a four-foot drop. So it's like you're falling into a mine shaft. And
all right, so what you're doing is you've got the people sitting there watching the blind people falling off this...
Well, yeah, and...
Is there fear that people are going to get hurt?
No. The rumor, Phil, that they tell... In other, there's a rumor that blind people have enhanced senses. And we found out that this isn't true. That they can't hear any better than anybody else. So that's bull.
All right. On the line is Robert Green from the Carolyn Priceman Haunted House. It's a research center for people with sight-related diseases, glaucoma. And the other, they have a haunted house for the visually impaired where people go and are led through this maze, right?
That's correct, Phil. And
what's the admission?
The admission for the visually impaired is $5, and the admission for people who are not sight impaired is $350. And the reason why it's less expensive for them is we want to get those grandstands full. We've got seating for about $300 per show. And
right, here's what I guess I'm saying. The people who are blind are the show for the people who are not blind.
No, there's actually two shows going on. There's one for the blind people who are going through this haunted house and they're falling or whatever. And then the other show is the people who can see watching them.
All right, let me ask you this, and I'm sure you've had this question. Do people, is there any fear that there's some kind of an exploitation going on of these blind people, so that you have people who've got sight and they pay to sit in a grandstand and watch the blind people falling down 4 foot, you know, ledges that you've created or running into doors? And
well, but the people who are visually impaired, for them, that's the haunted house experience. For the people who can see,
no, I understand that they feel they're going through a haunted house. The people who can see are watching them for their amusement.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. And
well, is there ever any concern that you're exploiting these people who have sight-related disorders?
No, Phil, I'll tell you that the Carolyn Priceman Research Center for Glaucoma and Other Sight-Related Diseases was near bankruptcy only 3 years ago. When we instituted this idea, we have been able to turn a profit with our haunted house. We've been able to purchase brand-new equipment, new offices for the doctors. I think that the individuals who suffer from vision-related diseases, I can't speak for them, but I think knowing, if they knew, and I think they do know, that we are now making money with the haunted house, I don't think they would mind having somebody who's got eyes seeing them, you know, fall down a flight of stairs. It's not a flight of stairs, but to fall down and to people enjoy watching them fall down and, you know, run into a door. And it sounds cruel. It's not cruel.
Well, it sounds a little bit.
Well, it's not cruel, Phil. And the money we raise from people who are going to pay to watch these blind people come in and, you know, like I say, run into a door that's purposely opened, it's going to help them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. It sounds not only like maybe they could get hurt, it sounds frightening.
Well, we want to give the people in the grandstands their money's worth, and I guess I don't understand it.
No, I mean, it's very frightening for the blind people.
Well, we give them a good scare. We give them a bit of a scare. I think that we give them a better scare than any other haunted house. I mean, pound for pound, we scare the hell out of these blind people. And for those with sight who've paid to watch the blind people, you know, falling down and getting chased with a chainsaw, it's a pretty good bang for your buck. And with the money we've raised, we've been able to purchase the equipment and all this stuff that I'm telling you about. I'm not sure I know where you're going with this line of questioning.
I guess I don't really know where I'm going with it either, other than to say I think that the money you're raising is a very good thing, and I'm appreciative on behalf of the people that I know over there at the Priceman Research Center. I guess having blind people running into doors and falling downstairs for the amusement of people with sight, you know?
I think that it's two things. things. The blind people are going through their little house of horrors, which is what they wanted to go through, and the people with sight are doing what they would probably do anyway, only it's more organized. In other words, if you're an individual who finds that kind of thing funny, you've got to look. It spends you a couple of days to get a really quality moment, I guess, where you see a blind guy step off a curb and, you know, and run into a guy on a bike or something. Whereas here, we've organized it, we've put it together, and if that is your, if that's the kind of thing that you are interested in, you don't have to look very far, much further than the Carolyn Priceman haunted house.
I'm trying to imagine the guy who every day gets up and thinks, where can I go to see a blind guy run into a car door?
Well, I'm just saying, if that's the kind of thing that you enjoy, we make it convenient for you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green with us. They're raising money for the visually impaired at the Priceman Research Center with their haunted house for the blind, where if you are visually impaired, you can come in. It's $5 for admission all the week of Halloween, and they have all kinds of sensations for blind people. The other side of the tent, though, are grandstands where people who have vision can watch the blind people falling downstairs or running into a door or being chased with a, you know, it's a fake chainsaw, because at some point they leave the blind people. I got to ask you, Bob, and then we're going to take our break, if you're there.
Yes, sir.
When the blind people are left on their own, do they find their way out?
Well, eventually what happens is we reach what we call critical mass. So they keep bringing in groups of the visually impaired until we literally have, you could have anywhere from 30 to 50 people bumping into each other, and it can get to be a lot of fun. And then we bring someone in and clear them out, and we bring in another batch.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Robert Green about the visually impaired, the haunted house there, coming up Halloween week. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back to take some of your phone calls for Robert Green of Fraser Foods in a moment here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, I totally, you understand what I'm saying?
I totally understand it, Phil. And I
With me is Robert Green. We're back on the air, Bob. The haunted house that you have is for the visually impaired. These are blind people who are individuals that are, you know, obviously suffering from glaucoma and a number of other diseases. Now, what I'm trying to get at is this: it's fine to have a haunted house for them. On the other side of the haunted house, you have what is a grandstand set up for people with vision.
Yes, I understand. And your point is that it seems like we're manipulating or exploiting the blind people.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a haunted house where blind people are falling off of stairs or bumping into each other, you said you get about 30 or 40 in there, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Doesn't that feel as if you're manipulating them?
No, I don't think we are, Phil, but I understand people who think that we might. And if I could give a little history. As I mentioned before, the Priceman house was losing money. We had to find a way to raise money for the center to do the vital work that it's doing. We had to find a way to turn a profit on the haunted house. They wanted a haunted house for the visually impaired. They wanted a place where people with that handicap could go. We were really at our wit's end as to how to turn a profit. I thought about it. I talked to a couple of people about the idea of having this haunted house where blind people would go in or the visually impaired would go in, you know, bump into each other, trip over chairs that we put in front of them, this kind of thing, if we charged admission to people to watch this.
No, I understand that.
But now, let me just finish, and I said at the time, the work we're doing is for the visually impaired. The money we're raising is for them. At what point do you begin to ask them to lift their end of the log, so to speak, to sort of pick up their end of the equipment? Otherwise, it's as I feel as if I'm harnessed personally to a 10-ton weight, and there's blind people sitting around having themselves, you know, a cup of coffee, and they're not helping. And
so you see this as the visually impaired carrying their weight in raising money for the center?
That's how I feel about it, yeah. And I don't think it's too much to ask that they go into a haunted house and while they're having fun, bumping into things and hearing screams, to have people with vision watch them tripping and falling and falling down and falling into holes or whatever we put there for them. I don't think it's too much to ask because they're benefiting from the money we're raising. And if a guy who has eyes is getting a little bit of a laugh at a blind guy who's running into a wall, I don't see the crime, especially when the money we raise helps that very blind guy who someday may not have to walk into an opening door or walk right into the path of an oncoming delivery truck. And then he won't worry about being blind because then he'll have bigger problems. It's called dead.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Should the visually impaired, pay their way or help with the raising of money for these research centers by being the amusement of people with eyes?
Well, I didn't say that, Phil.
Well, it's kind of what you're getting at. Tiffany, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes,
ma'am. Mr. Green.
Yes, hello.
I would greatly appreciate if you, I don't know if you're recording your comments, but if you are, if you could go home and listen to how you sound. I mean, it's excellent that you have a haunted house to raise money for the blind.
Well, we're desperately trying to make money. You know, we need to turn a profit for the Priceman Research Center.
Excuse me, Mr. Green. Did you ever think about maybe having a haunted house for both the blind and those with sight? I mean, the way that your haunted house is constructed, it is definitely exploiting the blind. It's degrading. There's no way around that.
Well, wait a minute. Mr. Henry brought that up, and I think I answered that question. I don't think we're exploiting them. I think we're asking them to carry their end of the project.
Mr. Green, I'm pretty sure you can come up with another way for them to help make money. Like, for instance, they could have helped construct the props for the haunted house. There are so many other things.
How do I make money? How do I make money that way? I don't understand.
They could have. You could have
I'm a businessman. I'm a businessman. And you're not a businessman.
I'm sorry.
You're not
a
businessman. I'm in business. I'm here to make money for a very vital.
And if you don't understand how that's exploiting the blind,
let me put it another way.
I feel sorry for you.
Tiffany, hold on. This is Phil Henry.
Hold on. Was a sick individual.
Hold on, Tiffany. You need to hold on.
I really do.
Tiffany, hold on. I want to ask you, Mr. Green. What we're basically saying is, at what point do you draw the line when you're raising money?
Phil, I want to tell you a story about a little girl who lost her sight when she was 3 years of age. She didn't see the things that I saw growing up. She was my sister. And my sister, Peggy, who passed on last year at the age of 41, she never saw the things that I saw as I was growing up, shared the things that I shared. And so I swore a blood oath, and I remember. And maybe you'll find this a little bit extreme, but I remember as a child I cut my hand and bled on a piece of paper that I would do everything I could for the visually impaired, even if it meant occasionally having a laugh at their expense so that we could get money to cure these diseases that rob children of their sight at the age of 3.
Okay, Mr. Green.
I'm not finished yet. I'm speaking about my sister.
Give you another example.
Wait a minute, Colleen. You got to listen to him. You got to listen to him. Go ahead.
Thank you, Phil. My sister, Peggy, would have wanted, if she were still alive, my sister, Peggy, would have no problem running into a door, falling out of a window, if it brought the paying customer to sit in a seat to pay the money that would go for that equipment that would eventually help that guy who is falling out of a window today be the guy sitting in the bleacher seat laughing at that guy falling out of the window tomorrow.
All right. Phil, how did your sister die, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, that is the tragedy. She stepped off of a curb in San Francisco. This was in, I'll never forget it. I had said to her, "Do you use that walking cane anymore?" And she goes, "You know, why? I can tell. I can hear things." Well, she didn't hear that streetcar, did she? Did she?
Is that how she died?
Yeah. A streetcar on rails? Takes a lot of mops.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, the eighth wonder of the world. The Phil Henry Show is back, 1-800-449-8686.
You have in your employment, Mr. Green, you got a guy by the name of, is his name Buddy Robinson?
Buddy Robinson, yeah. Buddy has worked in our stockroom, Phil, for 10 years.
And Buddy is visually impaired?
Buddy has been blind since the age of 10. From an accident. It was actually a combination of a couple of things. He had a juvenile diabetes, which did not assist the situation. And Buddy came to us and started working for us in our freight room. And for the most part, when you hire someone who's visually impaired, you're really I want to be very delicate. You're sort of paying him to, you know, put things in the wrong place, I guess is the best way to put it, because I hired two guys to go behind Buddy and put stuff back where it's supposed to be, you know. So I began to think about...
Well, then why hire him?
Because I care about the visually impaired, Phil. Because I've, you know, as I mentioned to you, my family's experience with...
All right, so Buddy is what? He is working there, and he gave you the idea?
He gave me the idea. Here I am paying two salaries to support... one salary that I'm paying. So I thought, how am I ever going to stop bleeding for my sister Peggy? And I've been bleeding for her. And I mean, when I say bleeding, I don't just mean I mean money. I bleed money hiring blind people and then hiring two other guys to follow behind them and put the mop where it's supposed to be instead of like outside in a cart. And for instance, Buddy is supposed to mop the floor. I said, good job, Buddy. You mop, you know, he mopped the floor. What he did was he mopped like a whole section over and over again because he didn't know that there was other floor. And then he put the mop in my car. And I said, that's fine, Buddy. He said, Mr. Green, did I put the mop in the closet? I said, you know what? Close enough, close enough for jazz. Well, it was nowhere near the closet. The closet is in the stock room at the back of the store. I parked my car three blocks away.
Yeah, I understand.
So I, and it's an emotional thing for me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to a phone call. Colleen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I don't believe this is ridiculous. I would like to see Mr. Green covered in something covering his eyes and led through something that would scare him. And I would like to buy a ticket and watch that. As I'm
well,
sure
ma'am,
many
my sister, my sister suffered from blindness. I don't know if you know anyone who is blind, but because of Peggy...
You know what? I know someone who is blind, and I volunteer with people who are blind to help them through a spiritual journey here at my church.
Wow. That's so flower power. I mean, I don't know.
All right, well, let's not be sarcastic.
Well, but I don't know. You. Here's a lady who volunteers, and I appreciate that. I'm trying
to
raise money.
No, you don't appreciate it. All you're about is money.
Yes,
Mr. Green,
raise money for a center.
You don't even care about the people.
But Colleen, what he's saying is he's raising money for a center that researches these diseases.
How much of the money is he raising?
Well, we've already explained all of that. If you didn't come in time, that's, you know, we've already explained all of that.
You know what? No, I had my radio turned off.
So she's calling in because she thinks she's got the whole picture, and she doesn't. My sister died walking in front of a streetcar because she's blind.
And why did she walk in front of that streetcar?
Because she's blind. Hello.
No, it was because you took her cane away from her, you sick, sick man.
Hey, Colleen, in your church, how often is anal sex required with an animal? Because
all right, what is that?
Well, she accused me of killing my sister, so I could accuse her of doing it with my German Shepherd.
What?
Yeah. Ooh. Gotcha now, baby.
Whoa. We're way...
She just accused
Henry,
me of...
That was so inappropriate.
She accused me of killing my sister, so I think that Colleen is a lying douchebag.
Excuse me, Mr. Henry.
My name's Green.
I know your name's Green, but I'm ignoring you right now because you
well,
do
I'm
not
ignoring
deserve
you.
To hear
I'm
anyone.
Ignoring you. I tell you what I will do, though. For $100, I tell you what, I'll give you $100 an hour in my hotel room. What do you think?
Okay, why is this all of a sudden turning this way?
She accused me of killing my sister. Are you, you know, didn't you hear
that? Tell everyone again.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
why did you say that he took? Why did you say that he took her cane away?
Because you shared that earlier.
Did you take her cane?
No, I said she didn't want to use it. You deaf, dumb, and blind broad.
Okay, man.
That's what I said.
All right, look.
Now you know what? You're one of these people that probably does it with the preacher, and then you go out and bang a tambourine for him during the week. Something else you're banging on the weekend, but during the week it's a tambourine.
All right, come on, man. You know what I'm going to do? I got to take a break.
I'm going to hang up on him.
Keep him on the line. That got real nasty real fast. But I don't think I heard him say he took his sister's cane away, did he?
No, you didn't say that. That Colleen, she's got wax in her ear.
Could be. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Shock and awe meets your radio dial. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I just don't, what we had there was an exchange that was extremely rough.
Well, look, if she calls and says that I took my sister's cane away from her and...
Well, I don't really honestly know. Your sister said what?
Your sister, boy, you see how I fell into that? I wanted to talk about your sister because that's the anger I'm feeling. And
forget about my sister. What about your sister?
My sister said, hold this. And I held her cane as she was going across the street to get a to get a racing form.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I heard the ding, 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 you know, the cable car. And, you know, a lot of people think, when they hear that ding, 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 they think of Rice-A-Roni or they think of some happy moment like that Rice-A-Roni commercial. When I hear the ding, 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 especially when I hear that Rice-A-Roni commercial come on television, all I see is my sister getting dragged down 300 yards of track. Okay? And the racing form in about 15 different pieces out there in the street.
I understand.
Do you? Do you really?
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686. Melody, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Melody?
Oh, hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi. Yes, Mr. Green, I can sympathize with you.
It's been a tragedy
that you've had to endure. We have a roommate who has he was in a confrontation with police in 1999 and had his occipital lobe damaged. And he's just now going for disability. I took him in today. But
a war veteran, did you say?
No, he was in a confrontation with police in 1999, and his occipital lobe was damaged. He was on the receiving end. And, you know, I don't know if he deserved that level of pain, but those officers are gone. But anyway, so he still has vision in one eye.
Was it a bar fight, or what was it? Some kind of a...
It's not important.
It doesn't matter.
I'm interested. I mean, just that, was he wasn't involved in drugs. Please don't tell me that.
No, it was a mistaken identity. But anyway, the rest of the story is just...
Who does he look like? I mean...
Let's just hear what the lady has to say.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, the point is, so I just wanted to qualify that, you know, it's not
I
don't know anyone, and I've known a couple other people in my life, and I understand, but the problem because of this is that, we watch, you know, my friend occasionally makes mistakes, and, he, you know, he can laugh at himself, he's his own best critic and so forth, but I was never raised to be the type of person that could actually laugh when I see him fumbling or things like that, and I'm trying to understand how this business
ventures
could reap so much for you when there's not enough people out there. I can't imagine so many Americans that have been raised that it's okay to poke fun. How this would even be profitable?
There's a good question, Bob. Phil,
I don't know. I can tell you and this young lady that we're turning a profit, a very healthy profit, with the haunted house. This year alone, we will have in excess of $75,000 for equipment, for offices, for support staff. Is it a bad thing to pay good, hard-earned money and sit down in a bleacher seat with a bag of popcorn and watch a blind guy walk in front of a bus? I don't know. He's not going to get hurt. We don't have serious injuries. Yeah, we get people who get their face, you know, banged up or something, but nobody gets hurt seriously. And the blind guy, the visually impaired guy, is having himself a laugh because he thinks he's in a haunted house. And
can he hear laughter?
What's that?
Can he hear the people laughing?
Only as a very faint, it sounds like ghosts going, ooh, you know, he doesn't know what it is because we filter it through an echo chamber.
But there is, there's laughter.
Well, yeah, of course there's, of course there's laughter. I mean, you see a guy walking along with a cane and suddenly he falls 5 feet down a mine shaft. How can you do anything but laugh until you're sick?
Well, that's what this lady's saying. She doesn't find that funny.
I just don't think I could. I mean, you know, and my friend might even
you
be willing.
I laugh until I, forgive me, I laugh until I pee myself.
Yeah, see, I don't know how many people would be able to do that. I mean, I understand the tragedy. I understand that, you know, you have good intentions. But I just really don't see how many people are going to sit there for very long when they realize what's actually going on. I just don't
see
You
got this friend. Is he interested in doing some work? Or I could have him be part of the act. I don't want to.
Well, if she doesn't want her friend falling down
stairs. I don't think we want him to fall.
You don't want him to fall, but how about if we did something where we had him, I don't know, if somebody chased him with a chainsaw.
That's not. No.
Maybe for 2 seconds, it would be. If it was an impromptu, but if it was planned, I don't think he'd go for it, really.
Let me ask you a question. Does he stare at the sky? Does he look, a lot of blind people look up at the sky and shake their head back and forth? Does he do that? If we could get him in some shoe polish, we do a Stevie Wonder act.
Would you, okay, look at.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. We got to take a break.
I don't know how profitable it'll be for you.
Well, I talked to him about.
No, don't talk to him about it.
No.
Yeah, I see. Okay, well, thanks. By the way, that lady, that mother, boy, what a piece of.
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
Are you blowing me off?
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Are you back from your break? Or?
Yeah, we're back from the break now. 1-800-449-8686. That lady was very sweet, that Melody that we talked to. She's got a friend who is obviously not someone.
Hold on, Chris. Is he all right? One of the guys just fell down here, Phil. And I.
Is that the young man that works in the.
Yeah, it is. All right. See, this is a young kid, visually impaired, and we've got him working in the stock room. Now, you say to me, isn't that great? And I say to you, yeah, I feel good about it. But you see, he just fell, and there goes 2 cases of quality Scotch whiskey. Now, that's all gone. I eat that cost. 3 other guys got to clean it up. And are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay.
He's okay.
Well, do you you don't resent the fact?
No, I don't resent it, Phil. It's just I gotta get some money. I gotta get the funds going here. I gotta raise some capital. I gotta get capital. And I think that in some ways the visually impaired need to pull their weight. So,
all right, 1-800-449. So, in other words, have them fall downstairs for the amusement of other people.
Well, you know, you get so judgmental.
No, I'm just saying what it is. Here is Sammy. Sammy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Hendry.
Yes.
I suppose that a person would want to go to a haunted house, but I think that is a personal decision. And I think most of your visually impaired people have a white cane or a guide dog. And I don't know a state in the union that would allow a visually impaired person not to function without their cane and deliberately fall down the stairs. Orientation mobility is extremely important. If Mr. Green wants to have a haunted house, I think that's fine, but I would encourage some protective equipment.
Well, I'm not familiar. Did you say that I have to let them have their dogs come in there, too?
No. I said I don't know.
That'd be a cluster, you know what. I can't.
Pardon me?
I said that'd be a real mess. You know, you've got 16 blind people and all their dogs, and what we do is we bring in more and more and more blind until it's almost like a big, it's a crazy house, you know, and we make a pretty good dollar
for people who want to sit and watch that. If that's what an individual wants to do, that's fine. But I'm encouraging some protective equipment because...
The kid fell again.
Well, you're going to have to either take care of him or take care of the show.
Ma'am, I think you're right. Protective equipment's important.
And the young man that's working for you?
Yes, ma'am.
If he hasn't had any training skills from your state's rehabilitation program, he really doesn't have any business doing what he's doing if you're not guiding and caring for him.
Well, I think you're getting a little fancy here. You're talking about training and protection.
I'm not fancy at all. It's provided by the state. And you need.
All I'm trying to do is raise money for the research center so that someday we won't have the visually impaired and we won't need dogs and training centers and all that, see? And people won't be stepping in front of buses or getting dragged down the street by a trolley car. And all my sister wanted was the racing form.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Your sister's getting a racing form for what?
To go to the races. What do you think? Golden Gate Park.
And she's blind?
Hey, Sammy, don't you go to the races?
Not anymore.
Oh, well, you sound so sad. I mean, you don't listen to it on the radio or anything?
How can you see a race?
Have you ever listened to the races on the radio?
Mr. Green, you don't know how we see. We see more than the person who sees. And I will tell you this. I've been blind for 2.5, 3 years. Totally blind.
All right, then you know what I'm talking about.
I see better blind than I did with vision.
Okay, now you're scaring me.
No, you shouldn't be scared.
Well, no, I'm frightened because, what, you got x-ray vision or something?
I think she's talking more spiritually, right, Sammy?
I feel my hand. I spiritually feel. And, Mr. Green, you're so afraid.
Well, look, if you met me, I want to get this out. If you met me, does that mean you're putting your hands places that you wouldn't, that you shouldn't? You know what I mean?
No, Mr. Green, I can feel an automobile. I can feel airplanes. I feel fabric seats.
Can you feel this?
You know what, Sammy, I apologize.
For what?
Because you're a slob with that comment.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.